the road must have a code that you can live by, and so become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well. Their father's hell did slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams.
Welcome to this March edition of Education Now. It is my very great pleasure to introduce all of you to our own local treasure, activist and radio personality Annie Esposito. In 2001, I started listening to KZYX, where Annie was the news director. She put in more than 10 hours a day for over 10 years in that job. I found her news hour, which aired weeknights, so helpful and straightforward. Later that year, I started volunteering at KZYX, and I met Annie in person. She had become my rock, a voice I could count on to be honest, and she did not hold back relevant information. In 2006, I started broadcasting Education Now once every other week, directly following Annie's news. She was so helpful and understanding as I struggled to learn, and taught me so much. And one of the things she taught me is that this little fear you have is, it never goes away. It's kind of like going on stage, I guess. When Annie retired from the newsroom, she began co-hosting a show called Corporations and Democracy. In December 2009, I did my last broadcast for KZYX and began podcasting Education Now. I was surprised and delighted that from the beginning my listeners followed me. So welcome to Education Now, Annie.
Well, thank you, Athena. It's nice to be with you on the phone.
Oh, it's just wonderful to have you here. We had a lot of, I'll let our listeners know, we had a lot of little scuffoos with technology getting this connected, and so I'm doubly pleased. Well, Annie, could you start by telling us, telling our audience where you were born?
Well, that was a long time ago. It was in Los Angeles in 1942, and then my father was in the civil service and kept taking tests to try to improve his position, and so each time he would get a better offer with the state, then we would move. So we went from L.A. to Fresno when I was about 10, and then as a teenager in Sacramento, but then as an adult, I lived in the Bay Area most of my young adult life.
Yeah. Wow. That's a lot. So tell us about your parents and siblings. You told us something about your dad, that he was in social service?
Civil service, working for the state.
Civil service.
He thrived in the merit system.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't
much for that. Well, do you want to leave con? I should let you go. I said that 15 minutes ago. Do you want to leave our listeners with contact information, or do you want them to just leave messages on the Education Now Facebook page
Yeah, they can do that. Sure, they can do that. That would be fine. And then don't forget to visit our local resistance sites like Mendocino Courage Campaign and Indivisible and all of that too, and find out what's going on and how you can click into it. And of course, if you are looking for a way to become involved in the resistance, you can always go to the courthouse Friday, 5 o'clock, and find out what people there are doing.
Right, and if you're a listener and you don't live in our area, you can find the same thing happening in your own communities, where people are gathering together to protest, and there are certain days. I know on April 22nd, the scientific community is going to be having a huge demonstration, I think, in D.C., and so I'm really looking forward to that because, so many of them have not really, of the scientists, the scientists have not really gotten, you know, into the political thing. You know, they agree that there's global warming, but they haven't been out in the streets. And so I'm really anxious and excited that they're going to actually go into the streets. So do you want to leave your email address, or should people contact you through KZYXNZ website, or how?
Well, I can give you my email. It's a little complicated. It's Annie Esposito 1, and the 1 is spelled out O-N-E. So it looks real spooky. It looks like it looks crazy when you see it written like Esposito or something. It's Annie, A-N-N-I-E, E-S-P-O-S-I-T-O, O-N-E, at gmail.com.
Right. Annie Esposito 1 at gmail.com, everybody. A-N-N-I-E-E-S-P-O-S-I-T-O-O-N-E at gmail.com. Well, thank you so much for doing this with me, Annie. I appreciate it more than you know. I love you, and I wish you every good thing possible. And tell Steve thank you so much for sharing you with me this morning.
Thank you, Athena, and thank you for all you do in the community.
Oh, I don't do a lot, but I'm a good listener. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Who are on the road must have a code that you can live by, and so become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well, their father's hell did slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know.